This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Final hour of this hump day edition of Sean and RJ on your Turn It On, Leave It On station 105 through the Fan, the best duos at wide receiver in the National Football League. We'll discuss here in just a moment. We appreciate you joining us on 105 through the Fan, Odyssey, and the Odyssey app, the AutoFlex Leasing Fan. Text 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053 if you want to join in on the conversation. Coming up in 20 minutes, I think we have found Troy, RJ's new spirit animal.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to introduce the folks to him coming up here in about 20 minutes. So you don't want to miss that.
Okay. Hey, by the way, since you did drop Odyssey out there, just a quick Odyssey. Just a quick announcement for the Tolos to know. Not only can you find out many, many good things over on the Odyssey app, but also you will maybe meet some really, really good people from Odyssey. Today, the Rangers, the Giants are playing. It's a 105 first pitch game, heard right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Odyssey group, our employees are going to the game today.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
So just in case you see a drunk JT from Jack FM or Jeff Miles from K-Love, just be on the loose and be on the look for those guys, because the old Odyssey crew is going out there. Are you not checking your company email?
No, I saw.
No, I saw.
It's
everyone's
just like, oh, what time are you getting out there? What time are you doing this? Like, you guys, I'm going to be taking a nap.
I was about to say, your boy's going to be in the bed taking a nap.
We've got a pool party to go to today.
Oh, pool party. Kids.
Oh, yeah. Afternoon. You sound excited.
I know, right? Because he threw out pool parties. Like, oh, that sounds exciting. Yeah. You're like, yeah, but my kids.
Yeah, it's for like the baseball teams that where they got a pool party today. So it's like, whatever. I'll be there.
Are you number one team dad? Are you number one team dad for your kids' baseball team?
I think so. I'm the liaison between the parents and the coaches, because I'm one of the coaches, but I'm also one of the parents.
Okay.
You know, they're all parents, actually.
I think they're all parents, right?
I'm the most well-liked coach.
Who's that guy over there in the van? Yeah, I think they're all parents.
Yeah, so I call myself the liaison. I gotta keep up appearances. I gotta be there for this thing.
Okay.
Plus, I gotta work on the farmer's tan.
You're gonna get you some sun today, it sounds like. Okay.
Hope so.
All right. Well, we'll check back in tomorrow and see how that all went down for you. Make sure you're okay. The best wide receiver duos in all of the NFL. You know, I think this is one of those times of years when you look around the NFL and you say, you know, my team is this, my team is that. I think our team has this best wide receiver. I think our team has this. But it all comes down to what happens, obviously, on the football field. And more so with training camp and OTAs and mini camp. Just get your guys healthy and get them out of there so that you get an opportunity to see these guys, you know, on the field. But I thought this one was kind of interesting given how the NFL is a quarterback-driven league, and the supporting cast of these quarterbacks, given the wide receiver position and how important it is in today's NFL, the best duos in all of the National Football League. This comes from Bleacher Report's Maurice Moten. And I thought the list was kind of compelling, because number five on this list is an emerging duo that, if at times the quarterback play was just a little bit better and a little more consistent, this could be a top three duo. But at number five, it's Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson from the Minnesota Vikings. And we know who their quarterback is in one Kirk Cousins.
It's a very good duo. You know, Kirk's a little slightly above league average quarterback. And they're fine. Like, that duo is as good as you're going to find. Like, there's maybe a couple better. But they are very, very, very good.
Last year, Jefferson caught 88 passes for 1,400 yards, 7 touchdowns, holds the all-time rookie receiving record in receiving yards last year. Just had a monster year for the Minnesota Vikings.
But isn't it funny how how, you know, we just not give Kirk credit for these players being who they are?
I feel like a lot of us have felt like the receivers have made Kirk Cousins throughout the years.
I'm gonna give a little pro tip here. No receiver makes a quarterback. The quarterback makes the receiver. Not always.
I was about to say, because I know the receivers made Terry Bradshaw.
First of all, those receivers aren't any good either. Okay.
Excuse me?
Most overrated player ever is Lynn Swann. Ever.
Whoa!
Ever. He made one play. One play.
Hall of Famer Lynn Swann. Yeah, Hall of Famer John Stallworth.
Terry's overrated too. Made one play. If he didn't play for the Steelers, no one ever hear from him. He has taken that one play that he made, and he has turned it into a career of, you know.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting there trying to put on for the Steelers. You know, that's hustling backwards. But Lynn Swann and John Stallworth, you got to put some respect on those names.
Drew Pearson's better than both of them.
Okay. All right. That's a good way to deflect.
Drew's
that's
better than both of them.
Love Drew. And then you have a point there. But yeah, Terry Bradshaw, completely overrated. Lynn Swann and John Stallworth made Terry Bradshaw. But Clint Kubiak is going to be the new offensive coordinator for one, Kirk Cousins. So new offensive coordinator for one, Kirk Cousins going into this offseason. But yes, one of the best duos in the NFL in terms of wide receivers. Last year, Adam Thielen ranked third in touchdown receptions with 14 in 2020. So Adam Thielen had a terrific year also. Number four, your Dallas Cowboys wide receiver duo comes in. That would be one, Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, going into this upcoming season, according to Bleacher Report's best duos at wide receiver.
You know, I hate the idea of saying of limiting it just to duos, because the Cowboys would easily be number two with the best trio.
With the trio wide receivers?
Because that's really what it is. Nobody just has two wide receivers anymore. This is a three wide receiver league. And I think you're doing a disservice if you're just going to limit it to two. But, I mean, I'll take Amari and CD, and I'll put that up against anybody. And they, without question, deserve to be in this top five. Probably deserve to be a little higher. If Odell and Jarvis Landry are ahead of them, that's a crime. you know, that's you know, being fair there.
Don't worry. They didn't make this list.
Okay.
All.
Okay.
So you're good.
All right. Good.
But last year, Amari Cooper, 92 catches, 1,114 yards, 70.8 catch rate. What I think about when it comes to Amari Cooper in his year last year, how much more monster of a year would it have been for him if Dak Prescott had remained healthy? Because to get 92 catches with the likes of Andy Dalton.
Justin Jefferson's not the rookie of the year if Dak's healthy the whole year. CD is.
Oh, you're talking about, I was mentioning Amari Cooper, but if you're saying if CD is CD, like, yeah,
you,
yeah.
You said if Dak didn't get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
If Dak didn't get hurt, I mean, that changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Amari had a good year, no doubt, and he played really well on the road this year as opposed to previous years. But if that doesn't get hurt, everything changes. CD's the rookie of the year.
No, I agree. Because CeeDee Lamb would have put up monster numbers even more than what he did last year. And that's with guys like Andy Dalton, Ben DiNucci, Garrett Gilbert throwing him the football. CeeDee Lamb last year, 74 catches, 935 yards, and 5 touchdowns. My man's got to work on the drops, though. Had a little bit of a drop problem last year, CeeDee Lamb. But I think that's typical for a rookie trying to come in and establish himself. I think at times trying to do a little too much and had a case of the drops at times. But I think what you're talking about with Dak Prescott coming back, monster numbers could be expected for one CeeDee Lamb. So let's jump into the top three then. DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett in Seattle, with your man Russell Wilson and him cooking for the Seattle Seahawks as one of your top three wide receiver duos.
Got to be there. Both of them are top 15 in efficiency. They absolutely deserve to be in this list. And I would maybe, look, I'm probably not going to argue too much with them over Amari and Lamb. I think I would probably have Amari and Lamb ahead of them, but I'm not going to lose my mind over it.
Lockett's an amazing football player at 5'10", 182. 7 of his 10 touchdowns were within 6 yards of the goal line in 2020, which is amazing for a guy of his stature being able to catch those kinds of touchdowns that close inside of the goal line. And then, of course, DK Metcalf, the physical specimen that he is, continues to amaze with his speed and athleticism. Clearly has world-class speed because he was out here trying to qualify for the Olympics a couple of weeks ago and running the 100-meter dash. So, obviously, for him, a big time target for one, Russell Wilson. Now we jump into number two. Now, number two is interesting because this duo just formed as of a couple of days ago, and they already have him, have them at number two. Julio Jones and A.J. Brown at number two for the Tennessee Titans. We haven't seen these guys on the field yet to know how good of a duo this team is going to be, but this is obviously based on paper and what Julio Jones has been throughout his career, and maybe A.J. Brown.
No arguments.
And his emergence there.
No arguments there.
You're okay with him at number two over Lamb and, you know, Cooper and Metcalf and Lockett, and they've been on the field together already?
I don't care that they've been on the field together. They're putting talent together, and that's what it is.
Okay.
Now, if you were to say quarterback-receiver tandem, you know, where you're factoring the quarterback in there, then yes, I can't put him there yet. But they don't need to know how to work together to play together. Not yet. I mean, you know what I mean? It's wide receiver. They play different positions, different sides. They're on different sides of the field, for crying out loud, for sometimes. So, yeah, I don't care about – I'm just looking here at strictly talent.
A.J. Brown going 6'1", 226.
And they got it right. If Evans and Godwin are one, then they got it right.
Well, that's who they got at number one.
Yeah, that's good. They're the best. They are the best.
Going back to A.J. Brown for a quick second, through two seasons, averaging 17.4 yards a catch for the Tennessee Titans, over 1,000 yards in both of his campaigns with a total of 19 touchdowns. And we know, of course, what Julio Jones has done as an all-pro throughout his entire career with the Atlanta Falcons. But yes, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, number one wide receiver duo in all of the NFL, one Thomas Edward Patrick Brady throwing the football to both of them going into the season.
He has two middle names?
Yes, it's Thomas Edward.
I knew I didn't like him for a reason.
Oh, you didn't know that was his?
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady.
Oh,
yes.
No. That's such a shame. You know, I'm looking at some advanced numbers here. I think the Vikings are getting a little disrespected because they are they are the only team that had two receivers in the top 10 in efficiency last year. They're getting a little bit disrespected in this list, being so low.
Well, where would you put it? Where would you put them ahead on this list then? Would you move them up over a certain group on
looking
this list?
Looking at that, I would probably put them one. I'm sorry, Tampa one, them two.
Oh, okay.
Tennessee three. Cowboys 4, Seattle 5.
Okay.
Probably how I would do it.
Here's what I wanted to ask you on Julio Jones real quick. How much does he move the needle for the Titans going into this upcoming season? Granted, the division that they play in the AFC South, you know, with teams like, you know, the Colts and the, you know, the Jaguars and those, how much does he move the needle for them actually at 32 years of age?
I don't know that he's an upgrade over Corey Davis at this stage of his career.
Wow, okay.
Like last year, Corey Davis, his numbers were about the same. His efficiency numbers were about the same as Julio's. I mean, they're both top 10. So, I mean, I think it's they replaced him because they obviously lost Davis to the Jets. And he might be a little bit better, but I don't think it's like a tier up. I think they're probably about on the same tier. I think that Tennessee is a 10-win team. They're a playoff team. I would take the under. I saw this on the fan text. I love this idea. Take the parlay, the under Titans win total and them winning the AFC South. Love that parlay.
Wow.
Give it to me right now. It's a great idea.
So under 10 wins, it's still
winning?
No.
Under their win total.
Oh, under their win. Okay.
So their win. Give it a minute because their win total is going to go up.
Okay.
So give it a minute. Bet the under win total and then them to win the AFC South.
Wow.
And let's do it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Troy, let's introduce all of DFW in America and those around the world to a young man from Virginia. This pitcher from Virginia who I think gave one of the best interviews that I think I've ever heard on television.
Yeah, yeah. We don't talk a lot of college baseball here on 105.3 The Fan, unless it's the breaking news this morning. If you didn't catch it, Jim Schlossnagel, longtime TCU baseball coach, leaving Fort Worth. He is heading to College Station. He is the new coach of the Texas A&M Aggies baseball team. But we're also going to talk about this guy. Let me introduce you to Stephen Schock. And if you want to do a Google image, and I strongly encourage you do so, it is Stephen with the P, and it's Schock, S-C-H-O-C-H. And here's where the story picks up over the weekend. So Stephen Schock, pitcher for the Virginia Cavaliers, they're facing off over the weekend in the game against South Carolina. And he comes in, he throws 2 1/3 innings in the final of the game, striking out 5 batters, not giving up a single hit or run, throws his glove up into the stands. This guy looks and has the feel and energy of Kenny Powers, without question. But it was when he opened his mouth that I was like, this guy is a total spirit animal,
baby,
of one RJ Choppy. So this is what happened. He did an interview with the ACC Network, and he started talking about coming into the game and how he was motivated by a certain type of ice cream.
Let's go back to that last inning, ninth inning. What are the emotions like entering that inning?
Well, emotions are go in, win. I heard a fan offer free Dippin' Dots if I blew it, which the price of Dippin' Dots with inflation is just unreal. So for a brief moment, I was like, damn, Dippin' Dots sound good. But also, I thought in the back of my head, we win today, we win tomorrow, or tonight. We're going to be here another day. That's more per diem. So that means I can buy my own Dippin' Dots and be a winner. So it's like, you know, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to attack. I think 3 words every time I'm out there. The first one's a swear word, starts with F. Second word's attack. Third one's win. And I just repeat that to myself. Unless, you know, there's a breach in the system and I walk a guy and I got to tell myself I'm a few different things that isn't a winner. I might break that, but then I get right back on it. Just this attack, win, you know?
That's so amazing. Like the first thing out of his mouth is what this guy wants to do. It's just so great. By the way, Dippin' Dots are so bad.
Yeah, I've never gotten down with Dippin' Dots.
Never got down.
I mean, but that's the thing. He didn't really talk about, I mean, he did say they sounded good, but to compare Dippin' Dots and what's going on with inflation.
Yes, yeah. I thought that was very astute.
Yes, he's very definitely astute. An econ major. No doubt about that.
Definitely. I mean, this guy, he just has the look of an I don't care, check out my mullet, my nice facial hair. This is how I am. And more importantly, like with no care in the world, you would think a guy like Stephen Schock of the Virginia baseball team would, you know, maybe not be scared of something. No, he is scared of one thing, but not what you would think.
Does anything make you nervous?
Caves. Mainly. Nothing really. I mean, I don't see any caves out here. I know we're in the south, but it's not the desert. That's where I find most caves are probably at. But, you know, this is just a game. There's going to be way harder things in life than striking out the side or not walking somebody. So I don't really get too caught up in all the jibber jabber and all the mean things people might say to me, because it's just, you know, I think I'm a cool guy. My dogs think I'm awesome. My teammates like me and my friends like me. So I'm going to attack. I'm going to win. Simple.
That's tremendous perspective. I mean, look, you don't need a lot for folks to, you know, for you to be successful. You know, your friends like you, your family gets down with you. And you have a good time. I feel like that channels a lot of what you aspire to be, Choppy.
I love this dude. I hope every baseball player is like this. Most of them have zero personality.
Yeah.
Like Mike Trout's my guy, but he's got no personality.
No.
None. he doesn't.
If Trout walked through that door right now and said, hey, my name is Mike Trout, I'm like, oh, all right, Mike, nice to meet you. Like, that's how much.
You'd be able to tell because his neck is big.
Yes.
But, you know, at Big Donkey 47, a.k.a. Stephen Schock. All right, that's just Twitter. Just like such a great. And I love it. He obviously just changed his bio on Twitter.
Oh, did he?
UVA baseball thrower guide number 37. I talked about dipping dots on TV once, and now I don't know what's going on.
Once again, this guy is the real life.
No punctuation in there, by the way.
He's the real
life.
That's
all one word.
He's the real life Kenny Powers. I mean, He's just like Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down. I'm not sure if this guy's going to become a substitute PE teacher and then try to make it to major leagues. And he even recognizes that everyone's kind of comparing him to Kenny Powers.
Mm-hmm. When people say Kenny Powers, what do you think?
I think, damn, I'm doing a good job. Because like I said, the dude took 86 to the big leagues after being out of the big leagues. You kidding me? You kidding me? He took that and turned it into a winner. So people are like, oh, Kenny Powers. I'm like, I mean, I might throw a little differently, a little firmer than he did after, you know, he started boozing and doing drugs. But, I mean, that probably won't be a big part of my life as it was his. But, hey, it's Kenny P. He's a winner. End of the day.
Oh, my God.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Fan text coming in here. Autoflex CC Fan Text 877-881-1053. Man needs to enroll in a geology class at UVA. Water makes caves. Water occurs outside of deserts. Kentucky has the highest concentration of caves in the entire world.
All right.
Not a desert. So there you go.
I just like the last clip where he's given like a real evaluation and a scouting report on Kenny Powers. Like, well, I throw different than he does. I was like, that's not the point.
Yeah.
You know what? Make it the point. That's
make
fine.
It the point. Right. Exactly.
Make it the point.
A very self-aware young man. It sounds like so good for. Good
and one more time, what is that Twitter handle, RJ Choppy? Should you want to follow him
at Big Donkey 47?
Oh my God!
Well, somebody who sounded like a donkey last night, Garrett Cole. Now, there's a reckoning appearing to be coming for Major League Baseball when it comes to these foreign substances. And a reporter asked Garrett Cole, you know, last night about, you know, what's been going on with Major League Baseball in terms of foreign substances, because in recent days, Trevor Bauer and Garrett Cole have been, you know, linked to foreign substances in their use over the last several years. So here is this reporter asking, hey, Garrett, have you used spider tack before?
And have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
I don't know.
All right, first of all, let me stop. Okay, because in case you have not heard this yet, Tolos, this has not been edited.
No.
This is what came out of his mouth when asked. You know, RJ asked me the question. Troy, have you
used... Yeah, and real quick, Garrett Cole is a really smart dude.
He's like a Mensa guy.
Very intellectual. Like, yeah. I heard him talking in the offseason about salaries and how... You have to like deal with your salary is going to be, you're going to be really underpaid at one point of your career, and you're going to be really overpaid at the backside. And that's how like the union has to find the dynamic to make it work. Like he's fascinating.
Yeah.
So this is the dumbest answer ever.
Yeah. If you want to give an answer to this kind of question, you know, you kind of curve around it, especially if you're a Mensa guy. You want to take it one more time there, Garrett?
And have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. I mean,
wow.
There are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players. And, you know, I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard, and I've stood pretty firm in terms of that, in terms of the communication between our peers and whatnot. You know, and I, again, like I mentioned earlier, there's, you know, this is important to a lot of people that love the game, and this is including the players in this room, including fans, including, you know, teams. And so if MLB wants to, you know, legislate some more stuff, that's a conversation that we can have, because ultimately we should all be pulling in the same direction on this.
What? What? So spider tack is like what? You ever seen those strongman competitions?
Yeah. Well, guys named like Boris.
Magnuson and
Magnuson. Yeah.
Boris or whatever.
Yeah.
They'll use spider tack when they're trying to lift those stones.
Yeah.
On their fingers.
I'd do the same.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'd do it.
It's not really legal. It's also not really illegal.
Don't, you're starting to sound like Garrett Cole now.
Well, it's like, is it legal if they don't do anything about it? Like, steroids were always illegal in Major League Baseball, but they didn't test you for it. So were they illegal? Was it really illegal when Mark McGwire was using them if they didn't test for it? It was banned. It was illegal, but they didn't test for it. So was it really illegal? If the speed limit is 70 and you do 78 and you don't really, and you never get pulled over, is it illegal to do 78? I mean, if you don't, if a cop sees you and says and waves and you're doing 78 miles an hour and 70 and doesn't pull you over, that's telling me that's perfectly legal.
The leeway has been given by that particular cop in that situation.
Correct. And the same for Major League Baseball. The leeway has been given to you.
You know, this time yesterday, Donnie Nelson was on. And if you missed that interview, Tolos, you can go to 105.3thefan.com, check out the video or the audio of it as well. And at the very end, RJ, you caved because you were like, oh, maybe I can get my job back at the Legends.
Speaking of caves, they take place in Kentucky.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
And you're like, oh, maybe I can get my job back. I need to get my job back, get my income. And I was like, RJ, you don't need that job. But listening to you now, you drink one, drink two, you going full Better Call Chop, you should get a job as an attorney because you are making your dumb arguments sound brilliant.
His legal arguments here.
It sounds, I mean, it sounds perfect, even though it is cheating. Yeah. If you're using spider tack, you're cheating.
Yeah.
Period.
But if they don't say anything to you, are you really cheating?
Oh, yeah. You know, because, you know, COVID, if you don't test for it.
There you go.
I mean, no, there's not where that go.
No,
that's not where that go. That's my point. That's my point. You are cheating, Garrett.
All Garrett Cole had to do was say, actually, yeah, I did.
Yeah, or say, you know what, at this time, I'm not really ready to comment about that.
Or no comment.
Yeah, or no comment. Something very. Instead, he sounded like that kid. You know the kid in the meme that you see on the internet?
Have you ever had a dream that you had, you want.
Yeah, he sounded just like that kid.
The tomfoolery that came out of Garrett Cole's mouth in that minute and 30 seconds. Dude.
Autoflex CC Fantix is actually a really good answer. It's way better than straight up lying.
Oh, so kind of lie, but not answer the question, but confirm pretty much what everybody knows without actually saying it. Okay. Good job, Garrett.
I mean, you know, it's not like, I mean, they use spider tack. They use sunscreen and rosin mixed together, creates a sticky stuff. Like, what are you going to do? Say you can't wear sunscreen? What are you going to do? Tell them, hey, guys, I'm sorry, you're just getting melanoma. Here it comes.
That's what Baz Luhrmann said.
It's a good, very good reference. I like it.
Wear
like
sunscreen.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
David Gray, RJ Choppy, we cross talk with the KNC Masterpiece, hello. Huh? Mike Bassett, Corey Majors, and Kevin Hagelin. That moment just reminded me of when, like, I think you broke one time. No, that was you. Or you that broke one time, and Corey was like, "What is wrong with Kevin?"
Oh yeah,
because
I couldn't remember the number or the name of the show, and I just crumbled.
You kept saying like the fan text number over and over. You kept saying it wrong.
I was like 877-5309. I just broke, and it was a disaster.
I just remember Corey going, "Hey."
Hey.
Listen, and there you can either ignore things that happen or you can take a big spotlight and shine it and be like, ha, 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 we're all human.
Which I like that part. What I don't love is when you talk about it for like 8 straight segments and then 20 straight years and that's like all that you have to provide on on-air content. But hold you know, on.
We've only been on
like
for
that.
11 years. Oh, yeah. So you're maybe, not talking
no,
about
maybe,
me.
Maybe other people. Okay. And you're like,
it's
hey, have we done anything
show
good in the
on
last
5-3 the fan.
Whoa. Oh, look at that. That's the 2-hour show. It's from 10 to noon. We're working on that big one fan. Still.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think about that, RJ? What do you think about Corey's ultimate goal to have a 2-hour show? And how would you restructure the lineup to facilitate his 2-hour show?
So you want a 2-hour show just by yourself?
But I also want multiple people working on the show with me.
Oh, well, I'll do the 2 hours with you.
Yeah.
Hold on. So you're defecting from your own show.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, look, I love 5:30 to 10, but if you're telling me that I could do 10 to noon,
yeah,
sleep in and still be able to play golf, then I'm in.
See, that's the problem right now. It's only his third day back in the building, and he feels like it's the worst thing ever.
No, see, I don't think that. I think he's more thinking about all the other stuff, all the other activities he can do now that he does extra time on his hands.
Okay, but I did not anticipate, like, I thought RJ would be like,
you thought wrong, dude.
You do the show till noon. Now he's like, all right, I'm defecting to your show.
Yeah, no, the ultimate goal. Everybody wants the ultimate goal.
Looks like you're in the spot for good, Kevin.
And that is to.
I mean, your boy could use the permanent role. You know what I mean.
That is to have more leisure time. In America, sure. we live to work, and in other countries, they work to live. Oh. And we're a completely different country.
Yeah,
I got
we're
that
backwards.
From, yeah,
we're
exactly.
Backwards on that one.
How
that's deep, Corey? There
how
you go.
Much?
Emily in Paris is where I got that from. So.
Isn't it supposed to be Emily and Perry?
Not going to say it that way. This is America.
Yeah. They bought Golden Globes. So, all right, RJ, what I want to know is what would you do with your life if you did the 10 to 12 show? Like, how would your life expand? What new skills would you learn? What would you do?
Well, for starters, I would, you know, I would wake up at a normal hour.
Sure.
I would fight traffic in the morning like a normal person.
Oh, it's ridiculous still.
And I would get here at about 7 o'clock. Get the show prep done.
Wow.
Right? Or 8 o'clock, whatever.
7 does seem, I mean, hey, seven, good for you. Yeah. Good yeah, for you.
To your point, I'm looking at 75 North right now, and it's not trafficy, but yet everybody's decided to drive 35.
Yeah.
Like, it is the speed limit 70.
Because they're like, hey, it rained
no
yesterday.
Wreck.
It could rain again. We should slow
yeah.
down.
Yeah, it's not bumper to bumper. No. Just people have decided 35 to 40 is the right speed right now. Yeah.
I'd go play golf immediately after the show.
Yep.
Okay. Every day?
Every day. Every day. Wow. Every day. And then unless I had, you know, doctor's appointments or car inspection or
what are you doing today after the show?
Sure. I've got a pool party to go to for my kids' baseball team.
More pool parties, Kevin.
More pool parties.
More pool parties.
I would get my nights back. Instead of working at night, I would be able to just go to practices or relax, watch some TV. You know what I want to do? I want to watch a sporting event without a computer in my lap. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. That's you ever wonder about the effects that having the computer in your lap has on your genitals?
I have 2 kids, so not much.
Little peckers.
How long have you had the computer on your lap, though? Because, like, your kids are
11 and 8, yeah.
Yeah, is it to the point where, like, the computer in your lap? I honestly think about this a lot, Corey, because I also have my computer in my lap, and I'm like, man, is that good for my junk?
It's probably not great for it. I mean, it's heat.
What do you have the computer on your lap for?
Like when I'm doing work.
Well, usually I'm working.
Might take your notes or something.
So you're not watching the game, you're doing work.
Isn't that crazy? It's crazy, right? That's how we watch sporting events now.
Like I noticed I was on my phone while I had the Jazz game on last night. You know what I noticed? I'm really not paying attention to the Jazz game.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know. We watch sports.
So I put my phone down to be like, I want to involve myself in watching this game.
We watch sports such an awful way now. We do. We all do. We have our phones in our hand. We're not paying attention to the game.
Yeah, you can't.
It also depends on how many games you're trying to watch at one time, too. Like, you could have your TV up in front of you. You got your computer in your lap. You got your phone on one hand and your tablet on the other. Like, that's how, like, for, like, the Mavericks and the playoff games and stuff, and multiple games were on, I'd have the TV on in front of me, I have my phone in one hand, my tablet in the other, and the computer on my lap.
But you can only concentrate on one thing at one time.
That's not true. But you also it's been like
factually proven.
No, that's some humans like, are
there's
different.
There's real actual evidence out there.
Some humans are different, Mike. But you're listening.
You can multitask by doing something right now, then disengage with that task and then engage in another task. But you can't do
that's
two
not
things
the point
at one
right
time.
Now.
Hold
Mike.
On. Why are you looking at me to explain your point when Corey's the one who disagrees with you?
This is how the whole show goes, Kevin. You know this.
I was like, why am I the mediator?
You tell him. You know him longer.
Corey, did you hear what Mike said?
I don't know. Mike, the whole point, though, is like you were watching. You've watched enough over time to know what to listen for. And so like that's you're listening to the announcers. And if something happens, you look up. And that so like you don't have to see everything. And now everything's a freaking replay. So you're going to see it anyway. Mm. So like what it's not 1970 where they're like, we have one camera and one clock and that's all you get.
No.
What's going
you
up
to
on this
You have to watch where you have
good
to
try, Kevin. You have to We're watch. Not there yet. We're not there yeah. yet.
You have to watch try. Where Joely Rodriguez is missing all his spots from.
Right. Absolutely.
Like how did he walk all these players on base?
They're going to show replays.
Ball one, pitches. Ball two. And there was another walk. There was, yeah.
Then the umpire blows a call. Mm. You got to see it.
They're going to replay it.
Are
over
they?
And over. Or are you can they? Run it back. You have a thing on your remote.
Then you
can
wind up 6 hours later and you're still in the fourth
Fast
inning.
Fast forward through the commercials. You'll be okay. Just watch games like Mike. Just wait until third quarter and then start fast forwarding so you can don't have to watch commercials. And
not
all
with
other
Mavericks
BS.
Games. Yeah. Except, for Mavs. Except
for Mavs. I have found not with all Cowboy games, but I have noticed that with Cowboy games, especially if they're Sunday night or Monday night because there's 18 minutes. Like you should never get tired as a football player on Sunday night or Monday night football with the TV timeouts that they have.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that if what is kickoff on Sunday Night Football 7:25?
Yeah,
if you start that game at 8:00, you can watch the first half pretty much commercial free, and then the third and fourth quarter you're watching with commercials. But like, you know, it's funny because I know a lot of people complain about baseball, and rightfully so, on how long a game can possibly take. I find college football, we were talking about this
worst.
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, hey, 12 teams. I'm like, eh, whatever. Like, I have disengaged a lot from college football. I don't like so hate long. It. I just don't love it because I'm like, I just don't have
5 hours.
I don't have 5 hours to watch one football game. And you can't really get into college football by just, to me, watching one football game. And it takes
like,
10 hours to watch two football
like
games
going
if you're
to
watching live.
Plano East Allen game.
Yeah.
Back
dude,
in-
he's not wrong. Like when we worked in the newspaper and covered high school football, you're on a deadline.
It's a newspaper.
And is that a, yeah, that's a more fair point. That was not meant as a brag. Is you would love it when you saw two running teams because you're like, awesome, I'll be out the door in 2 hours. And so I think about like, old Oklahoma Nebraska games where they're like throwing a pass is stupid and like I would like that game where you're like we'll be out of here in 2 hours and 15 minutes and now it's going to be 59-38 and your game's going to take 4 hours and you're like
because
well,
the clock
great.
Stops every time they throw an incompletion.
Well, they got a first down let's
say stops on a first down
clock.
Yeah that too
yeah but you know football is great because you can fast forward even between plays if you wanted to.
That's true,
especially for me. Like I try to kill the run.
But how do you but how,
I just fast forward through all the running plays.
How do you capture the essence though? How do you know that the storm clouds are gathering if you're not watching what's going
that's
on?
That's a real deep way to try and watch this morning.
Stole that
Sports
from another,
night.
Yeah, another
watch show.
I see. That's why if you watch a game with a dome stadium, there are no storm clouds of that form.
Unless they open it whenever
they
human 89. Coming up on the show today, we get done at 12:30.
That question was 3 minutes ago.
That's great.
Turn things over to Jared Sandler at 12:30 for the pregame show for Texas Rangers baseball today. To start things off, though, Jokic wins the MVP, but Taco Bell lives again. Finally, like everybody always wanted, the three seashells.
Mm.
Were you one of the fans that voted for Derrick Rose as MVP?
Who the hell? Wow. I hope that person at least voted for him as sixth man of the year, too. Like, that's how he got so
first?
High up there. Yeah, he got a first place MVP vote.
It was from the fan vote.
You know, what's interesting is yesterday people took offense at I had Derrick Rose rated above Jalen Brunson in point guard rankings. So Derrick Rose, he should not get any votes for MVP. Yeah. Zero. Even when you're naming the top 10, like you have 10 votes, name 1 through 10. Derrick Rose should not even get a vote for the 10th best player in this league. But it's interesting that people are like, Brunson's better than Derrick Rose. And I would disagree with Derrick Rose getting any votes for MVP, but I'd also disagree with people that think Jalen Brunson is better than Derrick Rose right now.
Very interesting.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.